Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Drought and wildfires are still taking a toll in the West. Some vegetable farms in California have not been able to get the moisture to raise their crop. They can't get rain or irrigation water. The last year has been costly and difficult for many of our families and small businesses. Our farms and ranches are blessed with better prices today, and that'll be a big lift for those that are able to raise a good crop. On the other hand, we will be harvesting our crops soon, and we'll be applying fertilizer this fall for next year's corn and soybean crops. Our input costs are going through the roof. Anhydrous ammonia is priced from 40 to 60% higher than last year. Natural gas is a major ingredient in fertilizer production, and gas prices are almost double what we spent last year. We'll need to buy phosphate and potash to feed our next year's crop of corn. The price is up 70%. The higher input costs will raise production costs more than $60 per acre. Now, why is this explosion in cost? Well, one reason is, with a world still trying to recover from COVID-19, our global supply chains are not operating as they should. Pandemic-related production problems persist. Farming and ranching, it's never easy and always challenging. But I love it. Next subject. Most of us have spent at least some time watching and reading about the Olympic Games in Japan. It's sad and quite a contrast compared with the almost empty stands in Japan and our baseball stadiums filled full here in the United States. The athletes that we are watching are so fantastic, though. Makes me think back to the former years. I will never forget in 1980 during the Cold War when our U.S. hockey team defeated the Soviet Union. Well, that was one for the books. In 1992, our basketball dream team had Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Over the years, we've had so many outstanding athletes representing the United States. Not surprising, USA is the envy of the world. People from other countries all over the world want to come here to live. Some are welcome legally, others just walk across the border. USA is a great nation. Are we perfect? Of course not. None of the countries in the world are. But I fly the stars and stripes on my front porch, and I'm proud of it. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.